This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court will allow the Pentagon to start enforcing the Trump administration's transgender ban. The order allows a limit to transgender military service while the issue plays out in the lower courts, as the Supreme Court may not review that order until sometime next year. And the nominees are for Best Picture at this year's Oscars:
Black Panther,
Black Klansman,
Bohemian Rhapsody,
The Favorite,
Green Book,
Roma,
A Star is Born.
And the eighth and final nominee, Vice.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards ceremony will be in Hollywood on February 24th. R&B singer Chris Brown under arrest in Paris on suspicion of rape. French police say a 24-year-old woman is alleging she was raped at Brown's hotel room on January 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Last Friday saw the huge March for Life in Washington, but today is the actual anniversary of the High Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion back in 1973. Demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned in towns and cities across the USA today. The partial federal government shutdown began exactly a month ago today, and the longer it goes on, the more it appears TSA workers are calling in sick in greater and greater numbers. This TSA worker at the Miami International Airport telling NBC News,
I showed up and another lead showed up and only three officers showed up. And on that shift, you're supposed to have, at maximum, give or take, 16 officers.
Anchor and executive editor of Fox News Channel's special report, Brett Baer, says he, his wife, and two sons are banged up but okay after their car flipped in an accident while on the way to an airport in Montana early yesterday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Yesterday, America remembered legendary civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here's more on how the day was observed from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I came out here, I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in its history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected all over. I think it was a good thing to open this up, especially this holiday. Holiday, the King Day, and celebrate his birthday. I think it was a blessing and a wonderful thing for them to do that.
And the National Baseball Hall of Fame will reveal its class of 2019 tonight. Former Yankees closer Mariano Rivera could become the first player to ever receive 100% of the vote. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, the Democrats are doing everything they can to rig the system, to take advantage of the whole election process, whether they're harvesting votes, and of course, what came out after the 2016 election, because Hillary Clinton lost, was, the Electoral College. That's the problem. We got to get rid of the Electoral College. Well, what is that all about? Well, if you're not understanding of how critical the Electoral College is to the whole process and how it balances it, balance who we choose to become president of the United States, you're going to miss on something very powerful. And then, if people say, well, it's all about the popular vote, it's antithetical to the intent of what our founding fathers had intended, and there was a reason for the Electoral College. Tara Ross joins us now. She's the author of The Indispensable Electoral College. She's currently in Colorado to testify before a Senate committee in defense of the Electoral College. Tara, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, break this down for us. As I mentioned, the Democrats are doing everything they can to rig the system here. Forget about voter integrity. This whole situation, even after 2016, I guess maybe I was delusional in thinking that maybe Mueller with the special counsel would really look into the integrity of the whole voting process. But unfortunately, it's just become, let's chase down the Russian delusion, I guess.
Well, this particular effort is aimed at the Electoral College, and they are trying to get around the constitutional amendment process. They're trying to get rid of it without actually passing a constitutional amendment, because that would require the consent of 38 states. That's right. An extremely high bar. Mm-hmm. They are using instead an interstate compact, basically just a simple contract. They think they can sign a contract with a handful of states and get around this harder amendment process. Now, what the contract would say is that each state who signs the contract agrees to give their electors to the winner of the national popular vote. Now, they have 11 states plus D.C. on board. That's 172 electors committed to this idea. They need 98 more electors to put their contract into effect.
Wow. This is scarily close, isn't it?
Well, they've been working on it for a long time. Mm-hmm. They probably did get a little extra push from the 2016 election because there's people that are upset about that outcome. And so, they got Connecticut on board last year, which is a state they've been trying for easily a decade. Mm-hmm. They're trying in Colorado and New Mexico this week. These are also states that they have been trying to get on board for a long time. The elections have left those state legislatures a little bit more sympathetic, shall we say, legislation. And so, it's going to be a hard-fought battle, I think, to keep Colorado and New Mexico from joining the compact.
So they have to reach a certain number of states in order to affect their desired goal, right?
So the idea is that if you can get 270 electors, states that have that many electors already, if you can get those states to sign the contract, well, 270 is what it takes to win an election. So if you have 270 electors committed to this idea, then that's it. I mean, you all agree to give your electors to the winner of the national popular vote, and who cares what the rest of the states say? By the way, even if you're a minority of states, which they could get this done with as few as 11 states, if they got the 11 biggest states, that's not going to happen because Texas is not going to agree to this.
Right.
But right now, like I said, there's 11 states plus D.C. That's 172 electors and a handful of medium-sized states, and they would be good to go.
Tara, for the sake of this discussion and education, let's go back. You know, why did our founding fathers establish the Electoral College?
So we have to remember the founding fathers fought a war because they had no representation in Parliament. So let's just say from the outset, they wanted to be self-governing. They knew how important that was. They knew that what it was like to have no voice in a government. But they also knew something else that we forget today, which is that if you implement a simple democracy, one person, one vote, just a simple, straight-up 51% rules, well, very large minority groups can be tyrannized in such a system. Mm-hmm. They knew that even if they had been given a seat in the British Parliament, they would have been outvoted time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that they needed something better. How can we have something that is self-governing, but it has checks and balances and hurdles that majorities have to cross so that majorities rule, but they have to be reasonable majorities, not a bare majority, not an emotional majority, but a good, solid, reasonable majority. And so that's why we have things in our Constitution like a Senate with one state, one vote representation, or
right.
supermajority requirements to amend the Constitution, or a presidential veto. These are all meant to be checks on the majority to keep them in line and not behaving, you know, irrationally. So
right.
the Electoral College is just one of these things.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm calling out Democrats on this because they seem to be leading the charge, and I'm not trying to be unfair and partisan about it, but it seems to be that they're the tip of the spear on this whole situation. They've been the tip of the spear to, to give us the election process we have right now, which, a lot of people in Main Street America would say, hey, if we had voter ID cards for everybody, wouldn't that solve most of the problem? And I think, that would be the case in terms of voter integrity because of what's happening, with the whole process. But, it just seems that the more chaos that is brought to the process, then it just, it's kind of like, single payer healthcare. We're not considering the consequences. It's just, let's just make it so crazy that all of a sudden people just say, okay, I surrender. Let's just let the government handle it, right?
I do think there's a lot of emotion in this process. And the Democrats, to be fair to them, have lost two elections in just a handful of years because of this Electoral College. They've won the national popular vote and lost the Electoral vote. And I think there is a misperception developing that the Electoral College is somehow anti-democratic, it's the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. And people are against it for that reason. And by the way, on the other side, Republicans are for it because they're Republican. And I would just suggest that both attitudes are equally wrong. Either the Electoral College is a good thing that serves our country or it's not. And it can't be something we support or don't support given on the outcome of one particular election. Mm-hmm.
No, exactly. I mean, once it becomes partisan, then we lose its meaning, right?
Right, exactly. And really, if you look at the full history of states voting, not just what happened the past couple of years, but the full history of states voting, what you really see is something that looks a lot more like a pendulum. Mm-hmm. First, the Electoral College seems to favor the Democrats, and then it seems to favor the Republicans, and it goes back and forth. Ronald Reagan would won Texas and California. He seemed invincible. There was a blue wall for a long time that we talked about, and it seemed like Republicans could not win.
Mm-hmm.
This is a system that rewards the best unifying party.
Well, Tara Ross has written a book on the Electoral College, and it's titled The Indispensable Electoral College, How the Founders' Plan Saves Our Country from Mob Rule. And we're going to get more into it. We're going to drill down just a little bit deeper here. The debate over the Electoral College continues, and this has been something that's been going on for quite a process. But, to her point, I think because of maybe the partisan perspective here, we're going to end up with some unintended consequences. Our conversation will continue with Tara Ross on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Wayne Likas, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Tara Ross is with us, a lawyer and constitutional scholar, argues that the Electoral College is the best defense of America's constitutional republic. Tara, even President, then-President Barack Obama, when it was suggested that there was could be some outside interference with our elections, said that, you know, the system was so decentralized that it was almost impossible to really have any dire effect on the election process. You know, and I think in part maybe he was referring to the Electoral College. If it was, if we go and get rid of the Electoral College, how much more vulnerable would our election process become?
You know, it's one of the great benefits of the Electoral College that people don't really know about, which is that it actually makes it harder to steal an election. And it's because of precisely that. In this country, we hold 51 presidential election years, or presidential election elections of 50 states plus D.C.
Yes.
These are completely separate processes. I'm in Texas. My election process is completely different than the one next door in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Every single state holds its own election. Now, it's very hard to tamper with 51 different elections. It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible.
Right.
But it's harder. And it's harder to do it where it matters because it's hard to predict where it's going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you centralize everything into one federal database or one federal election process, it just, you know, you only have to hack one thing and you only have to mess with one thing. Or maybe you could steal a bunch of votes where it's extremely easy to steal them in a very blue California precinct or a very red Texas one, and you've influenced everybody.
Exactly.
Right now, if you want to affect things, you have to do it piecemeal, state by state, and it's very hard to make that work.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the thing, especially in light of, you know, the whole Russian investigation and interference and everything, you would think that this would be a perfect counter argument, wouldn't you?
I've made it. I think so.
See how brilliant you are?
Without, you know, diving into that can of worms,
yes.
I guess I would say one thing about it, though, is that even if they did interfere or whatever, I mean, it had to have been done state by state, and they would have had to do it where it matters. And they can't just go, and by the way, if you steal a really safe state, well, who cares? Because that's California is already going blue. It might be very easy to steal more blue votes than California. It doesn't matter. Or Texas red votes. It just doesn't matter. Where it's hard to steal votes, generally speaking, is where it might be needed, but it's hard to steal them there.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you've shrunk down the field upon which you must play defense, right? You don't have to play defense in every single precinct in the entire country. You can say, okay, here's the 25 I really need to watch or whatever it is.
Right.
And that's just easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we saw, speaking of California, I happen to be in California right now, and one voting district in particular where I, you know, previously lived in for 10 years in Huntington Beach, California, which was an absolute red voting district. But the Democrats were able to flip that within one voting cycle, which statistically just seems impossible without, you know, these other shenanigans, you know, these outside shenanigans that they got away with in terms of ballot harvesting and God only knows what else. But, you know, we're not looking at that. It's, but, you know, to your whole point here, you know, congressmen and senators, the Electoral College is not involved there. It is a one-man, one-vote kind of thing, and so it just makes it easier to steal elections. I mean, you know, when you get people going to sleep on the night of election and you've got a Republican up by 30,000 votes, and within a week all those 30,000 vote difference is evaporated, and, you know, you've got carloads of ballots suddenly showing up, you know, rather suspiciously, whether it's in Florida or Atlanta or California. It's all rather suspicious, and it all goes to the point, Tara, and this is the issue that I have right now, is that it comes down to, you know, the integrity of the vote here. Are we going to honor this because it's the American way, or are we going to allow partisans to steal the vote?
Well, look, you know, I wish I could create a world where there was no vote stolen ever. Nobody could do that, right?
No. Well, it's been going on for ages. I mean, since the Republic started, it's kind of like my good friend, you know, Ed Pizzulli, who was, you know, operating out of Chicago. He kind of, you know, laughed and said, yeah, he says, our routine was, you know, when the votes were counted, we had to wait until the cemetery vote came in.
That's funny. I mean, as far as the Electoral College goes, we could live in a world where there are votes stolen, I'm sure, in various parts of the country at different times. Mm-hmm. Right now, those only affect local races. And if we ever were to get rid of the Electoral College, then the votes that are stolen in what right now is just a local effect would become national.
Yes.
And it would be harder to defend. I mean, right now, there's nobody bothering to steal those votes that are so easy to steal and like really blue precincts, at least not for the presidential election, because why bother? It's just there's no point. And so if you change the dynamics so that all of a sudden those votes are going to push you over the top and help you bypass Texas or help you bypass Oklahoma, then maybe you would go steal those votes
and the
other way around. So there's no such thing as a perfect world. But what you can do is you can throw up every hurdle possible to dishonesty and to try to make it harder. And that's what the Electoral College does for us.
Well, Tara, the concerning thing, I believe, for our listeners is they're hearing you. And, of course, you've written about this and you've been on top of it. You know, you've become the resident expert here on this, is that, you know, progressives continue to progress here and they're moving along. And, you know, so we touched on this very briefly. But, you know, what are the chances that, you know, that Colorado is going to flip here?
I think it's going to be a hard battle in Colorado. The Democrats gained a lot of seat, and you know, like I said, I don't think it should be a partisan institution, but it's perceived that way. And so I do think it will be harder. And the Senate hearing is tomorrow, and it sounds like the room's going to be really packed.
Yeah, right.
So it has been defeated in Colorado before about a decade ago, even though I really thought it was just going to go through. So I would just encourage anybody who is living in anywhere, see how this is going in your state. Mm-hmm. And if this is something that's being considered, if you have friends in a different state that might be able to call their legislator, do it. It makes a difference. I can't tell you how many times I thought this bill was going to pass in some state. And then it didn't. And it was because people just took time to educate themselves or to educate their legislator.
Right, exactly.
And to call in. And that, it really does work. And so I would encourage everybody to do that.
Well, you know, the point of our show is we often talk about we the people. And by definition, it puts the position of authority in the hands of the everyday citizen. But if the everyday citizen checks out, then you have the ruling elites, as you say, you know, the coastal ruling elites and the Beltway, you know, running roughshod on us and dictating as to what's going on. And so our encouragement to our listeners is, you know, give me 5 minutes, just 5 minutes a week. You know, call your congressman, you know, get involved. You have got to let them know that we are in charge, that they're not in charge. But if you if you're silent, then they assume all is well. And the elites continue to run, run amok on us.
I think that's a great point. If every citizen in this country gave 5 minutes to call whoever about whatever issue going on that week, I mm-hmm. think it would make a huge difference.
Well, you know, this is what we need to do. I mean, you know, our good friend who passed away, about 2 years ago, Phyllis Schlafly, you know, believed in activism. You know, the Tea Party, I thought the Tea Party did a great job in activating the citizens. And this is why, you know, when the IRS was weaponized, and even to this day, I still maintain that what the IRS did was affect at least 6 voting cycles by not, giving the Tea Party groups, you know, the exemption, the tax exemption that they should have had. In some cases, it still hasn't happened. So all this stuff, you know, speaks of voter integrity. But if we the people aren't going to fight for it, then, you know, we're going to end up, you know, at the wrong end of, you know, the whole voting process here. It's a scary thing. Tara, great job. I appreciate all your hard work and your book, The Indispensable Electoral College. And we'll stay in touch. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
The This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court will allow the Pentagon to start enforcing the Trump administration's transgender ban. The order allows a limit to transgender military service while the issue plays out in the lower courts, as the Supreme Court may not review that order until sometime next year. And the nominees are for Best Picture at this year's Oscars.
Black Panther.
Black Klansman.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
The Favorite.
Green Book.
Roma.
A Star is Born.
And the eighth and final nominee, Vice.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards ceremony will be in Hollywood on February 24th. R&B singer Chris Brown under arrest in Paris on suspicion of rape. French police say a 24-year-old woman is alleging she was raped at Brown's hotel room on January 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Podcasts are there, interviews, with Tara Ross that we just had. And if you want to know more about, the Electoral College, maybe there was something in the conversation, you say, I want to hear it again. By all means, download it. It is right there for your accessibility to share with your friends, tell your friends about it, because we're givers, and that's what we do. We bring on these experts to make sure that you're educated, that you're not a kind of a low intellect voter, that you're a high level intellectual voter, understanding what our Constitution is all about, our rights, our privileges as citizens, and that we have to continue to fight for it. As Ronald Reagan said, it doesn't pass in our bloodstream. I mean, liberty and, this American experiment, we pass it on from one generation to the next, not through the bloodstream, but it's something that you've got to understand and be passionate about and also appreciate right now with, the conversation about socialism and some of these things that come in. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be discussed. I think they should be. We put them in the public square. We discuss it, see if there's validity there, if there's something that we should embrace, something we're missing. We can argue it out. The Constitution has enough experience and enough authority to withstand the argument, I believe. But if you're not knowledgeable of it, if you're purposely, you know, deprived of understanding what the foundation of our government is all about, you're going to be subject to this. You're not going to know really the difference, and you're going to get caught up. And if there's nothing new here. I mean, there's been other cultures, you know, other empires, so to speak, if you want to say it that way, that have fallen victim to this kind of false premise of socialism. It sounds good on the surface. Oh yes, let's be fair to everybody. But the way socialism works, it's always at somebody else's expense. This is why the Constitution was set up to where there was self-responsibility and self-rule. And why, as Madison said, and Adams, that this was designed for a people of a moral understanding and commitment. Without morality, the Constitution doesn't hold, because there has to be at its very premise, at the very basis, a sense, a true sense of fair play. And where fair play doesn't exist, you know, just as we're, you know, a day after, you know, celebrating Martin Luther King Day. And it is an ongoing celebration here, because it reminds us that we, you know, the good fight continues, that there is not, you know, justice for all. And where there is injustice for one, there is injustice for all. And this is, the grand experiment. This is the grand opportunity and vision of what a government of, for, and by we the people is all about. But, you know, we have to understand what it is that we're focusing on. You know, e pluribus unum, as you heard me say again, is that with many there's one. So what is the one? You know, the one is that ideal of what this great American experiment is all about, that it would be, you know, freedom for all, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. And if somebody is falling short, if for some reason someone is experiencing a shortfall, and it's been something that, you know, somehow that has been institutionalized, you know, then shame on us. You know, we need to address that, so that everybody has a fair chance, and that, you know, understanding that, you're going to have as fair a chance as you have at it compared to other countries. Now, some people might look at this and say, well, you know, these white people, you know, they have an advantage over. Yes, I can appreciate that perception and argument, but that's not the end of it. And you have to look into this a little bit deeper in terms of, you know, the opportunity that is there. And if you're just sitting on the couch waiting for it to come to you, then I don't think you have a whole lot of room to complain. You know, this the whole idea of this government is that it demands an activated citizenry, self-rule, self-responsibility. You've got to get up off the couch. You've got to, as one admiral said, you got to make your bed every day. You know, and it's like you've heard me break down before, you know, what the U.S. labor statistics show, that, you know, if you go to work every day, you're in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. And right now we have more, you know, more jobs than people to fill them. So it's almost like you have to go out of your way to really, you know, be unemployed. Okay. So right now the opportunities abound, and good opportunities abound, but you got to be, you know, you also have to be flexible. As my dad said, is that if the opportunity is such that, hey, it's not necessarily happening in your zip code, do you mean, you know, you may have to consider relocating in order to take advantage of the opportunity, but you got to be flexible and be open, you know, open to that. As Henry Ford says, if you said you can't, you're right. You can't. It won't happen. So instead of can't, let's can, okay? Family would say, we're Mexicans, you know, not Mexicans. But no, you gotta look at the possibility and understand that if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to you. You've got to, you know, you got to get up off the couch. You got to go and make this happen. The opportunities are there. And for, you know, for some people, they take advantage. And right now, I'm excited about what's happening in the country. This movement of, you know, entrepreneurship. People are starting to dream big dreams again, like they hadn't for, you know, a while, which is, you know, pretty sad that people's abilities would be stifled, their dreams would be stifled and squashed because of government regulation and, you know, the lack of opportunity. And right now we have it under this current administration, like it or not, whether you like Donald Trump or not. It's like, look at the, you know, the proof's in the pudding, as they say. Unemployment rate, all-time low, new business openings, you know, whether we talk to, you know, Bank of America officials at Wells Fargo, Chase, I mean, on down, their new business activity, small business activity is through the roof right now. And to me, that's exciting because people are dreaming big dreams. I mean, your passions are being realized. Those things that wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you go, wow, you know, I should be doing this. Yeah, you should be doing this. Go for it. You know, go make it happen. But as I said, you know, as I was starting to break it down, you know, according to the U.S. Labor Study, if you show up for work every day, you know, every day, you're in the top 25%. If you show up for work every day on time, just that, okay, showing up for work every day on time, you're in the top 10% of the U.S. labor force. So it's not hard to be the cream that rises to the top just by doing two things, you know, showing up for work and showing up for work every day on time. It goes on to say that if you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, you're in the top 5%. Imagine something that basic. Showing up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do. You're in the top 5%. If you show up for work every day on time and have an idea of what you're going to do and actually set out to do it, you're in the top 2%. It concludes with, if you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and actually accomplish it, you're in the top 1%. Imagine just doing what it is that you're paid to do can put you in the top 1% of the U.S. labor force. So, again, that points to this level of responsibility and commitment that is available. I mean, where else? What other part? I mean, people, refugees are coming, you know, coming to this country. We've got caravans. I mean, they're lining up, heading north to our southern border, you know, crossing, you know, through Mexico. And this is just, you know, one part of the many stories of people coming to America. They see the light on the shining hill because of the opportunity that they can realize a dream. And you can't blame them, because if any one of us were in that situation, would we, you know, go in that 1,500-mile trek on all kinds of rough road and danger and with the possibilities, maybe not so good possibilities? Would we do that for the sake of our families? And I believe we would. The conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our program schedule called for James Buster Douglas. We're looking forward to talking to the champ, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, remembering the fight that electrified everyone against Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was unbeatable. And here is this unknown James Buster Douglas, who basically, comes out of nowhere. It was just going to be something pretty academic. And the next thing you know, he's got Tyson on the ropes. He ends up winning the undisputed heavyweight boxing crown. Needless to say, a rather stunning victory against all odds. Unfortunately, it looks like James Buster Douglas is unavailable, so we're just going to get you up to date and remind you of some things here as we do some, kind of some wrap-up work here on Bill Martinez Live. Again, we thank you, for listening and joining in and participating, and by all means, if you want to drop me an email, you can do so, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and let us know your thoughts. I mean, we covered a lot today. Considering the Gosnell movie, which is now available video on demand, and already it's breaking records with Amazon, the number one bestseller in all DVDs, and this is on pre-sales. So, this is a must-see movie, especially in light of the the whole conversation that we're having, the debate we're having about abortion. And I believe I've made it pretty clear, my particular stance on this, because I think at the very basis of this, and the God I serve is about life. And, and you have to get to that understanding, hopefully sooner and not later, to appreciate that this is what we're fighting for. We're fighting for life and the important things, that it represents. You know, you've heard it said, and sometimes that, you know, whenever there's been, you know, murder and death in our culture, you know, the irony is that, you know, whether it's, you know, children or police officers or other loved ones that it happens, you know, we're so outraged about it, but we're so casual about babies being murdered in their mother's wombs every day. And we just kind of, we just shrug over it. I mean, to the point since Roe v. Wade, as we're looking back, as this was the day that the Supreme Court activated themselves, in my humble opinion, and made this decision that it was going to be legal. And, of course, since then, the narrative is safe and legal. Legal in various forms. Not so safe, especially as documented in the Gosnell movie, and as we talked with Phelim McAleer, the writer and producer of the movie, is that how many other Gosnell clinics across the country exist? You know, so we're just going to say one and done, you know, that somehow Gosnell is a sacrificial lamb, and, you know, the rest of these, you know, hideous clinics are allowed to operate, you know, maiming and hurting, you know, the women of our country, and we're just going to go along with it, not to mention the children. And more as we have this discussion, you know, just from an anecdotic standpoint, women themselves are realizing, I mean, they're coming to realize, I mean, you can shove down the emotion and ignore the fact that, you know, your child is gone. Your child is not going to, you know, live, not going to experience life. You know, yesterday I was watching an interview with one of the actresses involved in the movie Unplanned, which is the story of Abby Johnson. And Abby Johnson was a worker at Planned Parenthood and went behind the doors that were closed. And, you know, she was requested. I mean, she had worked her way up and requested to participate in an abortion. And when she saw it firsthand, she's, whoa, this is not, you know, this is not anything that I expected or that I had been led to believe that it was just tissue. No, it was much, much more than that. Anyway, this conversation will continue. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking with Abby a little bit later on this week, and we'll continue the conversation. But right now, I'm told that the champ is with us. James Buster Douglas joins us now. Buster, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for, you know, connecting with us because, you know, as we were bragging on you earlier, you know, about this, you know, fight that you had 29 years ago on February the 11th that shocked the world when you upset the reigning champ, Mike Tyson, who repeatedly demonstrated that he was formidable and unbeatable, right?
That was my last name.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, I was getting
blood. Oh, okay. Well, do we need to connect on another time? Because I don't want to get in the middle of something that you need to have done there.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so
my witness if they hurt me.
you're too big to hurt. How can you hurt?
See, that's just not true.
I understand. So, you know, let's go back and remember. You know, as you were going into that fight, Buster. You know. Here you are, you're going against Mike Tyson. You are the underdog of underdogs. I mean, you know, this was just going to be a cakewalk for Mike Tyson until he found out that you could punch back, right?
Right. Yeah, I see it, I wasn't afraid of it.
Yeah, I mean, because, well, you know, he had went through, you know, Spinks and others that
he was proven. It was no doubt even legit.
Right. And so what was it about Mike Tyson, you know, that you know, here he was. I mean, he wasn't all that tall. He was only, what, about 5'8"?
Yeah, he was a tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
He had great skills.
Mm-hmm.
And he was quick and powerful. You know,
right.
He was true.
Mm-hmm. He definitely brought something to the game. As you said, in terms of quickness and power, he combined it like, you know, no other boxer. I mean, even Muhammad Ali was quick. Power, some size and leverage, but Tyson seemed to have just incredible, you know, power in his hands, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. You want to get speed, too. You know, legitimate.
Right. So, Buster, what was your strategy when you went up against him?
Just be first, let my hand go, as my dad said. Don't be hesitant, you know, let him go.
Uh-huh. And when was it for you, as you're there, just like any athlete in any situation when you're one-on-one with somebody, what was it that said, I'm okay, I can do this?
Yeah, it was an eighth round. I had that moment of, you know, like, hey, it's going pretty good. What do you think about me now, man?
So at that point in the eighth round, you yourself, you say, I'm in this. I mean, I can win this. What about for Mike Tyson? Did he sense that as well in the eighth round?
No, he was still fighting. That's when he caught me, that brief moment of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, finally reflect in the middle of a killer fight, he got caught. I really, when he hit me, I was like, oh, he's still alive.
Yeah, let's not forget that he was, was powerful and packed a punch, but you as well, and this had to, you know, this had to shake him up because he had a way of intimidating his opponents, and he would wear them down, but you kept coming.
Well, I kept defending myself. I was fighting. I was in the fight to win. I wasn't caught up in all the hype.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys, by the time when he fought me, were just so engulfed in what they were reading and seeing. It was like the fight was just drawn out of them.
Well, for you now, Buster, tell our audience what you're up to now.
Well, I'm living still in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm working with some of the youth from Columbus, the program, boxing program that I came under.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a head trainer, coach, rather, at Thompson Recreation Center for the city of Columbus. And
mm-hmm.
Building a nice program. Got some nice kids in there that's, you know, just starting out, I really like that. And mm-hmm. and women, too. Young ladies.
Right.
Are in the gym, too. Matter of fact, next month I'm taking one of my young ladies to Atlanta to fight in that all-girls tournament.
Oh, my.
In Atlanta on the 19th to the 23rd, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll be in Atlanta doing that. I'm pretty excited about it. And, you know, just feeling pretty good and happy about everything that's going on in my life.
Well, that's excellent. Well, that's good. Well, working with these kids is so rewarding, and I'm sure you probably can appreciate a little bit more. You know, your father mentored you. He mentored others.
Yeah.
And you're just like paying it forward, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same program that I came under with my dad, and it's like my dad is gone now. He passed on in 98.
Wow.
But, you know, it's like I'm reliving it all over with him again. You know, living it through them kids, and it's a great experience, and I'm just really blessed and fortunate to be in the position that I am in today.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, you know, it continues your father's legacy through you, and I'm sure that just makes you appreciate him all the more, even since his passing. James Buster Douglas, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Champ, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Have a great one.
You got it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.